West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Well, Tuesday was a slower day when it came to qualifiers in Carroll County for the May 21st general primary election. Just like on Monday, we saw a handful of incumbents qualify to run to hold on to their elected positions, but only one individual qualified on Tuesday that was challenging an incumbent for their seat. That was Clayton Ward, who qualified for the nonpartisan Carroll County School Board 4 race. Ward is so far the lone challenger to LaWanna Knight for that seat. Knight has been on the board less than half a year after being appointed in October of 2023 to fulfill the unexpired term of Clayton Kerbo, who passed away in August of last year. As of Wednesday morning, not a single Democrat had qualified for any of the county or state-level races in Carroll County. Qualifying ends at noon on Friday. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday approving an agreement with Palatine Technology Group that will allow for the Carroll County Magistrate's Office to provide a faster and more efficient option for officers seeking approval from the magistrate judge for any warrant. Magistrate Judge Nathaniel Smith explaining the benefits of using the new e-warrant system.
Every morning I meet with law enforcement officers that come out to my office and we go through warrant procedures. I swear them in about specific incidences. If there's probable cause, I'll sign a warrant for the arrest of an individual. Same with search warrants. One of the problems, particularly with search warrants, is that we'll have a case where something is occurring somewhere out in the county and an officer needs a search warrant. That officer will go to his office, type up a warrant, drive it to me. I review the warrant. If there are problems with the warrant, of course, I go, oh, we got problems here. And then that officer drives back, makes corrections, and then drives back to see me again.
Smith says for many warrants and investigations, time is of the essence, and the new e-warrant system will help save on man hours for all law enforcement departments in the county. And for smaller departments, not having to drive to Carrollton to have a warrant signed will ensure those departments are not an officer short at their posts.
It's going to save us man hour wise. We have mileage on automobiles, timing, and it's going to be a huge benefit in terms of safety.
Municipalities, agencies, and the county will share in the cost of implementing the new e-warrant system. And first readers of Carroll County raising funds to support literacy locally with the nonprofit's second annual book character contest. 10 local leaders have associated themselves with a book, even dressing up as the story's main character, and they're competing for votes from the public.
And the way that you vote, you can go to our Facebook page, FEST, Readers of Carroll County, and then there's a link in there that you can click through March 15th. A vote is $10, and it goes straight to the children. $50 will supply books for one child in Carroll County for an entire year.
First Readers board member Linda Bingham promoting the fundraiser on a recent WLBB Community Voice program. I'm Colin Worthington.